Thanks so much for tuning in to the Happiness Happens podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would be so grateful if you could rate and review the show. It takes 2 seconds and it tells me what you're loving and what you're wanting more of. I'm your host, Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with understanding what it means to be happy. In 2018, I went through a massive journey and awakening, and I found myself having to relearn who I was and what I really wanted to do with my time on this planet. The truth is, I spent a lot of time looking happy on the outside, but not really feeling the same way on the inside. So I knew there must be other people who felt the exact same way as me, and I've learned along the way that there really are. And now I get to interview them and other thought leaders in the space on my podcast every single week. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. On this show, we get into what it means to be happy, the purpose and intention behind happiness, how to live a happier life, and we hear about all the hard moments that have shaped people to become resilient and living out their passion every single day. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful, inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to dive into this inspiring conversation? Let's go. This week's podcast is such a great conversation because I love the product that was designed here. I love the fact that Beth brought this to life and that she created these affirmation candles to really help people set that intention and bring forth all of the magic that they know that they want to create in their life every single day. So my guest today is Beth Gedio, and she's the founder of State of Being Co., which is an affirmation candle company that is encouraging busy women through the senses to improve their thoughts and improve their state of being. Pivoting through the pandemic, Beth took her love for encouraging others in fitness and live events and brought it to women's homes with candles. Utilizing her formal college training in architecture and years of self-education and personal development, she's utilizing all of her life skills in the development of these affirmation candles. And I can say from chatting with Beth that she is just so dedicated, so passionate, and it really shows through the products that she's creating. So I want to bring to light the importance of affirmations, the importance of intention setting. And through this conversation and through Beth's products, we do just that. So join me in today's episode. I cannot wait. And make sure to let us know what you love the most. Reach out if this resonates with you and be sure to get in contact with Beth to get your own candles as well. So let's dive in, you guys, without further ado. Welcome, Beth, to the podcast. I'm really excited to have you here today.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
This will be so much fun. I loved everything that you do, everything that you are from the second that we connected. Pretty sure we got connected through Clubhouse. Good old Clubhouse. And I'm just super excited to chat with you because you have such a unique brand, such a unique product. I would love, though, to sort of kick us off and let us know a little bit more about you. Can you share with everyone a bit about the journey that's brought you to where you are today?
I'm happy to. So I basically, the formative part of the journey starts back in 2015. November 24th of 2015, my dad died suddenly of a heart attack. And he and I, we actually shared a birthday. So there, I always just share that little fact because there's something magical about sharing a birthday with someone. So he and I were just so close. I was a daddy's girl through and through. And so losing him suddenly to a heart attack was something that just really shaped, you know, from my life moving forward. Also, I was married at the time, and I had been with that man from the time I was 15 years old. So we were together for 15 years, married for 3 of those years. And with my dad dying, it just put me on a course that was, the trajectory had just changed. My dad was someone that he would go, like, we were in the grocery store and he would say hi to a stranger over like black beans and like talk to them and hear their story for just a blip of a moment. And I just noticed that they would be like, they would feel so much better after. And I was mortified as a teenager that my dad was talking to people like just on a whim. And about 6 months after he died, I feel like I came out of the cloudiness of that grief period. I read a book called You're Made for a God-Sized Dream. That book and where I was in my life, I just realized that I had dreams in my heart and I was actually going to carry on his legacy of making people feel better but I was going to do it in my own way, not over black beans in the grocery store. I was a group fitness instructor. I became a Beachbody coach because I knew there was something there that I was supposed to kind of be a coach, if you will. And I just got on this personal growth journey, and that put me in a trajectory that I guess my husband had decided that that was not something that he had signed up for. So 2 years after my dad had died, my husband told me that he wanted a divorce. So that was big. That was not in my performance-oriented type A plan for my life. So basically within 2 years, almost to the day, actually 2 years, I had to deal with losing my father and then also basically being rejected by the man that I had signed up to do life with. So that sent me into another kind of, you know, session of growth, if you will. And I just realized that that was my opportunity to really start thinking about myself, because I realized in that I wasn't making life decisions for me. I was making life decisions for our family, for my husband, for no matter how independent I thought I was still planning with him in mind. And so when all of that is stripped away from you, you get the opportunity to kind of start anew through many counseling sessions and just many, you know, personal growth moments. I weaved my way to where we are now and starting this business. I'm going to stop there with my story. I'm sure there are going to be other pieces that are going to kind of get weaved in, but for right now, but those were the two big moments in my life that really just started to pave the way for me in terms of what my purpose is, what I'm supposed to be doing here, and ultimately led to this company.
So firstly, that's an incredible amount of loss to experience, right? Especially someone that you shared your life with from such a young age. You know what I mean? You go through so many different pieces together. And that piece that you said about like the rejection of who you were becoming, that's hard, right? Because any type of change that we already make within ourselves is uncomfortable. Like we're already uncomfortable to make change. And so when you step outside the box and you're like, okay, I'm ready, like I'm gonna do this thing, you're already doubting yourself as it is. So to have someone like confirming that doubt for you is so painful, because it's like, I knew it. You know what I mean? I knew that if I put myself out there that it would have, something would have happened before you started your business, or maybe this happened throughout your business as well. How did you make peace with that?
Yeah. So this happened before my business. And ultimately I would say that the business that I have right now came from a place of making peace with that, to be honest with you. So I'm a very spiritual girl, and that's based in Christianity. And I say that because I don't come at it from a legalistic Christian type of point of view, but I do come at it from a, you know, God is on my side. The faith that I have and the circle that God has given me is what allowed me to come through that and get to that point of inner peace. And, you know, he was the one that decided he wanted a divorce, and he basically literally like just called off the marriage, and he wasn't cheating on me. Like there was nothing justifiable in my opinion that would have ended it. And so I just felt like I was just doing something wrong. Kind of like what you had said, like, I signed up for this. This was a part of my like religion of my life. Like it's not to just walk away from this is not something that I'm okay with morally.
Yeah.
And so I really had to learn about the rejection as well as learn that it's okay to step away from the plans that you had for yourself. It's okay to step away from the things that you thought were going to happen. But, and so, you know, rather than putting your faith in things or in future plans, it's time to put your faith in yourself. You can do things that are different. And I guess I say faith in yourself from the fact that I have a faith in a God that is taking care of me ultimately. So that faith in myself is just kind of like, I'm able to show up wherever he places me is kind of the journey that I had to go through, and finding that inner peace, as you kind of mentioned, was just the faith that I had found in him as well as in me, because I believe that he is in me. And so if I believe that he is the creator and he is able to do all things, then I ultimately can do that too. You know, and I was shown that as I survived all of these things that had come out from that. And, you know, I had to rebuild the foundation, if you will, my yeah. foundation that I thought was solid because I had planned it all was not, and it had shattered. And so, you know, rather than being on that bedrock that I thought, it turned into that I was on pebbles that could all move. Exactly. And it was time for me to build a different foundation and to figure that out. In figuring it out that I didn't have to build the foundation, that honestly is where the peace came from. Because if I didn't build it, then I'm not going to destroy it. And I'm just going to be able to kind of navigate moving forward.
Exactly. I love so much that you said that. And I'm spiritual through a different lens. I believe in the universe. Like, I believe that there is one powerful creator. So you said, you know, God within you, I believe spirit is within me. And what I love so much about that is that you and like, we don't have to see sort of in anyone listening, we don't have to have the same belief system, but having that inner like knowingness that when you put your faith into the higher power, so much magic happens because we're really not in control of anything that happens. I was interviewing someone and she had said it because I always find it such a tricky way. You know, how do we talk about all of these different things that people believe and how do we bring it all together? And she calls it Gus. And I actually thought it was really interesting. She calls it, it's God, universe, spirit. And I thought that that was super powerful because I was like, it's true. You know what I mean? And anyways, without going off into too deep into all of that, but I really can understand what you're saying because I believe that as well. Like, I really believe that you, that faith is so, has to be so strong. I love that perspective. And I love that your business was built out of that perspective with the foundation that you have. And so for everyone who's listening, can you tell us a little bit more about your business and about the affirmation piece and how you brought them both together?
Yeah, I'm happy to. So when I mentioned I read that book and I after my dad had died and I went on this journey to become a Beachbody coach, Beachbody introduced me into this world of personal development. And also my mom had been a big affirmation person, but I never really, like, it was like post-it notes on the mirror, but like, I never really saw the benefits of that. I had to discover that myself. Mm. You know, on this journey, I realized in some of my hardest days, I needed to peel back and I literally just needed to tell myself, I am strong. I am beautiful. Like, I needed to strip it down to the most basic things because I legitimately could not fathom more complex thoughts. It became survival of the fittest. I needed to become my fittest mentally to just get through some of those hard days. So I started to rely on these affirmation cards to get me through the hardest days. But as I became stronger and as I filled my plate with other things, other tasks, I realized that that simple notion of affirmations had fallen by the wayside. The cards are in my bedroom. They don't get opened. I don't take the time to shuffle through the deck and I certainly don't repeat them to myself over and over again to actually start to let them really sink in. So that's always something that's been floating in the back of my mind. And when I tell you that this business literally plopped into my lap during the pandemic, it came out of nowhere, if you will, because pre-pandemic, I was a group fitness instructor and I had just had my first wellness live event in January of 2020. Wow. So we had over 50 women of Philadelphia come together. We had a day of healthy food. We had a day of healthy mind work with motivational and encouraging speakers. We did yoga after our morning session to kind of let those thoughts kind of move through our body and release things or let them sink in. We had a healthy lunch. We had vendors. Then we had an afternoon session. And then we ended, I taught a beat camp, which I call it, which is a boot camp with drills and burpees and squats and all things, but it's all coordinated to the music. So we had a live DJ and basically ended with a big boot camp party, if you will. And I was on that trajectory. So I was moving forward. But what I did in that event was I wanted, like, I was brainstorming, how can I make this event mine? And so it became encouragement through all of the senses. Mm-hmm. So we had beautiful graphics, beautiful signage, like so that you were visually stimulated during the day. We had the mental stimulation. We had sound, you know, we really hit all of the senses except smell. So I went and I was connected to a local candle manufacturer in Philadelphia. I ended up creating a custom scent for the event. And then all of the participants got a candle in their swag bag that they got to take home with them.
I love that.
So they had a piece of the event that they could do. So that was that. It was done. And I had not really thought anything about it. But this idea of encouragement through the senses had never left me. So now we're in the pandemic. Everyone's pivoting. I'm obviously not having live events anymore. And I just was kind of like, okay, God, like, what is my next step? Where am I supposed to go? And in my morning journaling, which is a part of my process, I don't even know how, but eventually I came to this idea that candles were going to be the next way forward. So I started doing research. I learned that our power of scent is our only sense that actually triggers emotions and memories. So if
cool,
you think
I
of
didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until this summer when I started doing research on it. So with that, the idea that scents can trigger different things, that is when I knew that it was time to put together encouragement and affirmations with scent. And so we have now a candle that you go to. Of course, I have them right here because
yes,
I love them. So there is a word on the label. So worthy is this word. It's a little hard to tell just because of the darker color, but so there's a word on the label. The scent has elements in it that are designed to help you feel that word on the label. And then we have an affirmation. So for worthy, the affirmation is, I am worthy. I release the belief that my value is tied to others' opinions of me. I am worthy. So now the idea is that you can go, you light the candle. So you're smelling the actual scents that are actually going to help you feel. Like for this one, we have fig in it. And so like fig is actually, it represents the womb, honestly, in terms of its, so it's a place for like for you to feel safe. And there's other elements in here, but that's just one, for example. So the idea that you're going to feel that like element of safety as you're smelling this and that comfort so that you do feel worthy. You recite the affirmation when you light your candle, and then you go about your day. And then you go back to the candle tomorrow and you light it again and you say the affirmation and you go about your day. And if you have it, like I do sitting here, you look at your candle that's burning throughout the day. And so when you look at it, you're going to see the word worth. Like it's going to trigger that. So now your candle smells great. But now there's an extra added benefit to it in your home. And so we're using science to back it, but there's a whole lot of woo-woo that goes into this.
I love that. The perfect blend of both things that we all need. I love that so much. And I like that you have it on the label so that you can remember, because my other question for you was going to be, how can you remember affirmations throughout the day? Because I'm terrible at them. Like I don't remember. People are like, write your affirmations for the day. And I'm like, okay, but like, what's the point? Because I'm not going to remember it anyways. So any tips or thoughts on that, if there are no tips?
So first of all, I too would forget them. And hence I designed candles that they could sit out in your home that would help you remember that. Because you are right. The repetition is what's key. Mm-hmm. And that's actually why I have I am worthy twice, or I am resilient. There's a reason for that. So the formula for the affirmation that I picked was basically the I am statement. So I am resilient is another one that we have. Then there's a sentence in there that actually sets the key you in of how you can be resilient in that day or in that moment. We have a word, free is another candle. Mm-hmm. And that is like for the stressed mom. And it's like, I pause to accept the freedom of this moment. And that's it. Because we just need to pause. And then we say the I am statement again, because now you've just said it twice. So at least in one moment, you're saying I am worthy twice. And we just got the repetition there. And the idea is that little by little, every day, I mean, there's 55 hours worth of burn in these candles. So So you're going to get a lot. And then beyond that, you know, I think that they're cute enough that you can reuse the container, put different things in them, things like that. So honestly, my tips for remembering them, I would say to make it attainable. And so I do this with my journaling. I do this with other things. What is that one thing that you literally cannot excuse yourself out of? So for my journaling, if I set a timer to journal for 5 minutes, I wouldn't do it because I'd have to set the timer. Then I'd have to figure out a song. Like there was just too many steps, but I could journal for one song. I could put on a song and then start journaling. And then when the song was over, then I would be done. And if I couldn't journal for one length of one song, then I didn't want to do it bad enough. And I literally could not create another excuse. And I just had to give it up. So my tip would be, what is the most ridiculous thing that you can't say no to? Like, and if you make an excuse out of it, then you're like, okay, girl, you just don't want it. And then that's okay. And then we let it alone.
Exactly.
But if we make, like, let's take away all of the barriers that we can, and let's make it easy. Because these things, if they're not easy, we're not going to do them over and over and over again. And when you're talking about things like affirmations or encouragement, that's supposed to lift you up. That's not a job. That's not stress. And so if it becomes something you have to do, that's not where it's supposed to come from. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to come from a place of uplifting you, encouraging you, and supporting you so that you can go on and deal with the stress and the have to's of your day. So it can't, in my opinion, to stick with it and to make it a not have to, it needs to be easy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means for people. So in terms of a tip, I don't necessarily know what that means, but whatever your easy is, it's okay that it's easy. It's supposed to be easy. It doesn't have to be hard.
I love that. I love that. Love that. You're taking like the drama out of the action, right? Where it's like, oh my God, it's so exhausting. Or like, I have to do this particular thing. It's like, no one's making you do it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do anything. You get to do all of it. So that's a big difference. I really love that.
Good.
And so in terms of actually creating your candles, how long, because it's a newer business, like how long did it take you to perfect, you know, the scents that you wanted, the wording that you wanted to use, the packaging, like all of that takes time, right? And pouring the candles, like all of that stuff is so important, especially to a product that's tangible that someone takes with them.
Yeah. So I will say, I think that this has been building momentum for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's a powerful spiritual movement behind this business. And so I will say that it has not taken me as long as I thought it was.
Good.
I will fully admit that. I think that there's a big momentum behind it. So I will say that I basically, this business idea fell into my lap in probably like June or July, and we launched in November. So,
amazing.
Yep. And so as I mentioned to you, I journal every morning. So a lot of times in my journaling, I would, and also I should say that when I journal, it's vision journaling is what I call it. Uh-huh. Or some people call it manifestation journaling. So I journal about the dreams and the visions that I have for my life. And I use my journal to really start to sort out the details of what that looks like. Oh. And so every morning I've spent journaling about what this was going to look like. The words had kind of come to me through that. I've always been a little bit of a word nerd, if you will. I love the power that words have. The way that we speak to ourselves, the way that we think has power. And so the words just came to me in those sessions, in like, how do I want to feel? What do I want my friends to feel? And it really came through that way. Mm-hmm. I will say the name of my company came from just an evolution. The event that I mentioned before was called Be. My first LLC I ever opened up was called Be Great, because my initials are BEG. And so I wanted something that was positive and something. So it was called Be Great. And, but then when I went through my divorce, I was a little spiteful and I was like, you know, I'm not going to have this G as a last name forever. So I created an event called Be. But the other thing is that there's women that don't want to be great. They want to be sensitive. They want to be here. They want, you know, so having that event was all about allowing women to really claim who they wanted to be. And so that was the background behind that and the company name, you know. So how do I like start to, you know, manipulate B to like get to these candles? And I just, you know, the thoughts that you have really dictate the way that you live your life and ultimately the state of being that you are in. That's where we came up with that. And then with the actual affirmations, it was honestly, you know, again, I have a lot of just different drafts that I would spend in the morning after a meditation and really just kind of try to be that channel. You know, there are days where I was like, okay, I've had a lot of rough drafts here. And so we need, like, I need this, like, now. We need to, like, figure it out. And I swear to you, every single time I had done that, I got it. First crack. So I know that these affirmations are spirit-led and meant for the women that are there. And then the scents, I actually partner with a candle manufacturer that's here in Philadelphia. And he is a sommelier of scents, if you will. And so he brings all of that knowledge of what scents are going to go well together. He understands the background of what these oils and what these aromas can do and the meanings behind them. And so basically for Resilient, for example, I was like, you know, I really want this candle to be a celebration of the resiliency of these women. And so it's peach. And it's mandarin, which is like an orange type of citrusy. And then it's jasmine. And it's just like this peach bellini of a celebration that really kind of comes through with this uplifting scent for that woman that has had to be so resilient and just grind it out. Mm-hmm. And so basically he and I kind of work together to create that, his knowledge and mine. And that's how the scents come about.
That is so cool. I love that so much. And it's awesome to have someone on your team who's helping you bring these different things to life, because as a business owner, it's hard to come up with all of these different things. And it's nice to have someone to bounce that idea off of, right? It's nice to have someone to sort of validate, like, no, this smells good. Like, this is a nice one, or I prefer this one over this one. And that's awesome. I love that.
So we have like little formulas. So it's like, we figure like, okay, well, what if it's 5 drops of peach and 2 drops of orange? And, you know, like we start to play with that until we figure out our, you know, the one that we think smells the best. And then we move forward. So it's a really fun little like,
yeah, like what a fun business to have. I mean, you're constantly just testing and trying new things, and it just sounds super, super fun. I love that.
Yeah, it's been fun. And after living a life that was by the rules and just so serious, it's important for me to learn the lesson that life gets to be fun. And every day that I get to do this and it is more and more fun, it is just kind of reinforcing that lesson that I need to learn, that life gets to be fun.
Exactly. And I'm sure, you know, maybe in the time, in the moment, it didn't feel this way, but I'm sure you have so much gratitude now for the way things played out. Because you'd never be creating this if it didn't.
Nope, I do. I mean, no, I would not be creating this if it didn't. And yes, I do feel a lot of gratitude. And even when I was going through it, it's like, I understood that God's timing, which to me, like the God and the universe to me are one and the same. In fact, my Clubhouse bio says a little woo and a lot of Jesus. So I fully kind of intersect the two all the time. So yeah, I fully believe that God's timing is always perfect and that everything is happening for me. And it's just a matter of, you know, I get the choice of how I'm going to show up that day. And I also really had to come to terms with the fact that I'm showing up the best that I can with the things that I have. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow I could show up better than today. But tomorrow also that might be a hard day. And maybe in my head, it's not better, but it's the best that I have tomorrow. And so when I really got used to that, that I was showing up with the best that I had at that moment, that's when things started to really kind of shape and move forward. I just felt so much more supported in that way.
I love that. That's so beautiful. That's a great perspective, especially for everyone who's listening right now, just because, you know, it's so easy to, when you're in a really hard moment, to feel like that's all there ever is going to be. But if you just honor the space that you're in and give yourself the just the grace to sit in that and be good with it and be like, this is okay. Like, this is my day today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just is, it's okay. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. That's beautiful. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. This is my last question for you. And it's a question that I ask all my guests when they come on the show. How can someone create a little more happiness in their day every day starting today?
You probably don't know this about me, but one of the things that I have actually told a lot of people as I tell my story is that I tell them, you know, like, how do you get through hard times? How do you add happiness into your day? I say that I had to build a happiness piggy bank. When my husband told me he wanted a divorce, my piggy bank shattered. Mm-hmm. And I had to rebuild that throughout the grieving process. And so now my piggy bank looks different than what it did before, but that's okay. And I feel like a lot of times that's where it ends. That's where the analogy ends. You know, we had to rebuild it. And now we have this beautiful mosaic of a piggy bank rather than something else. But that's not what got me through. That was the tough work. That was the super hard stuff. The rebuilding was necessary. But to move forward and to live a life that I was excited about or that brought me happiness, I had to do extra. And every day I made a deposit into my happiness piggy bank. And so some days that looked like a spa experience. And if you will, I inserted $5 into that piggy bank. And other days it was a freaking latte from Starbucks instead of my black coffee, because that's what I needed that day. And that was all the time that I had, but that was my little moment of self-care. Mm-hmm. And that was a nickel into my piggy bank. But when you put in a deposit every day into that piggy bank, there's going to be something that comes along, especially in the divorce process. There's something that comes along that knocks your piggy bank over. So some falls out. So we got to pick it back up and we start depositing tomorrow. And eventually you're going to have your piggy bank so full of happiness and coins that when something knocks it over, it can still stay full and you can adapt to that and you can get knocked down a little bit, but ultimately your piggy bank has been filled again. And now you can continue on with your day. And so the more full that that piggy bank gets, the more opportunity you have when it gets knocked over, you've already kind of got that buildup of that joy or of that inner peace or that happiness, whatever that is. I just love that that's one of your ending questions, because that has always been my key advice to people that are going through divorce, but that are building business, you know, like any kind of hard thing and even just daily life. That can be something that you do to add in. So maybe it's smelling of a candle. I don't know. But
I love that. What a fun analogy. Like, what a fun way to sort of pour back into your own cup and to create that little piece of happiness in your day every day. Because it doesn't have to be this big grand thing. Sometimes it can be, but it doesn't have to be. I love that. That is super fun. Nobody's ever said that on here before.
Oh, great. Well, I told you, I made it up. So.
It's very unique to you then. I love that. Where can our listeners find you so that they can connect with you and they can learn more? And also, do you ship around the world or is it US only?
Predominantly US. I have made a few shipments to Canada. Depending on who is listening around the world and how bad they want these candles, I'm willing to figure that out. But predominantly the United States and Canada. And they can find me. So the candles are at www.stateofbeingco.com. And then I'm on Instagram and Facebook at stateofbeingco as well. And then I'm on Clubhouse and I'm loving it. And I am Beth Gedio on Clubhouse.
So. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, Beth, for your time and for sharing your story and for all of these amazing pieces of wisdom and insight and just overall magic that you shared with everyone today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I mean, your questions were incredible, and I'm so glad that we got to connect today.
Me too. Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode on the podcast. Be sure to let us know that you're listening. Let us know what you love, and be sure to connect with Beth so you can get your candles shipped to you as well. Wishing you an amazing day ahead. Remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.
Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.